First thing, you know, the reason that I do this is I know a lot of people talk about their missions. Years ago, I decided I'd stop talking about what wasn't true and I'd actually just do it. And I realized that my siblings and I were blessed because my mom was a teacher and she used to say there's two ways that she taught. She either could explain it or teach it to you, saying that she taught it, but for your children, most likely we caught it, she said. Right? You're either taught or caught. And if for those of you who have good parents, you're probably catching it because we don't listen to our parents. My kids don't listen to me. They're fabulous kids, but I'm hoping they catch it. And this is about catching it, being here. And I decided years ago that I was going to walk the walk, not care what people think or say or do. Their thoughts about what I'm thinking don't matter to me. It's a perception, and I forgive them for the thoughts that they're thinking because we don't know. But I do know that I have the power to give meaning to what I'm thinking, and the meaning of what I'm thinking is to change the world. And I say that humbly because I'm changing it through all of you. I'm searching for 1,000 people like Marie and Van and Jill, these leaders that I know are empowering 1,000 people each in their lifetime to empower 1,000 people. That equals 1 billion people, by the way. And so, as crazy as it sounds when I tell people I'm going to power over 1 billion people, I know how I'm going to do it. And this is how. It's why we do 200 of these, 200 of these a year. It's no joke. And you can catch it. I walk the walk. I'm proud of it. And we're seeing significant impact through our private networking group, which we invite everyone into, through the charitable stuff that we do, through the masterminds, the meetups, the holding courts, the interviews, the TV shows, the podcasts. The list will go on and on. I know I was joking with Van today. He's like, yeah, we probably did like 67 interviews this year. I said, well, how many interviews do you think I did last week? And I think the guys came up with 80 some in a week. And that's my normal week. So, but it's for a purpose. And I want you to think about how much do you talk about what you want to do and how much are you walking it? And people will catch it. They will catch it, I promise you. So, couple things just real quick. This is about learning the infinite loop of giving. I do these for charitable purposes every time. And I ask for 100% participation. I ask everybody to live the infinite loop of giving. We shared in that, I think Aubrey's here. Bucky and I are hosting her and sponsoring her to come to the Firewalk in Nashville, the VIP dinner in Nashville. And she is learning how to ask. And she said, can anybody help me get a ticket with mileage or anything? So I told everybody it was great to see. I said, hey, I'll give the first $100 on top of sponsoring her for her plane ticket. Who else wants in? And I couldn't even count how many hands went up. So I just want to say if your hand went up and you want to help Aubrey, then please give her your name and we'll support her and have a life-changing experience. If you were with Bucky O'Neill, you know when you're with Bucky and Leah, it's a life-changing experience. Jill and Bucky, they get the most takeaways, so they must be teaching something right. So I was proud of both of them. Just real briefly in this idea of the infinite loop of giving. Who was it? My new friend, Amy's friend. Around, remind me your first name again. Paul. Paul expressed the biggest problem that I see, and that's he doesn't like to ask, right? He feels guilty by asking. He feels less worthy that he has to ask, and it's hard to ask. My goal is to make it easy to ask. And in order to make it easy to ask, you have to realize that most people that are afraid to ask live in a zero-sum game. And that's not a faith-based game, by the way. Does anybody believe in God or something like it? God, me, I definitely do. And is your God like mine, have everything for everyone, protects you, promotes you, loves and perfects you at all times? All-powerful, maybe? All-knowing? So it has all the energy in the world and all the information in the world and all of everything in the world for everyone. Does that sound familiar to you? So if this is true and you have faith in that, true faith in this, then why won't you ask for it? For whatever you want. Your God, you told me, has everything for everyone, and you want something. If your God is your father and you've been a father, why, if you had something, wouldn't you give it to your child? Give it to your child in the way that you know best that they don't. See, we don't always receive what we think we're going to receive because we think it's best for us. It's because God knows it's best for us. Whatever religion, philosophy, spirituality, or theories you believe in, I don't care. For me, my God knows what's best for me. He protects me, promotes me, loves, and perfects me. Sometimes the evidence of what he's giving me is not anything that's aligned with where I think I'm going to be. And most of the time, he gives me something that's contrary. The evidence is contrary. It's like, here, son, you're going to lose everything. Huh? Yeah, you know that $100 million that you were asking for and you worked for and we collaborated with and I gave it to you? Well, I learned by giving it to you that I was hurting you. I was punishing you with that money. Now, I know you're going to think you're being punished when I take it all away from you, but I'm protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting you so you can be your best self. I'm loving you by taking this away. I'm saving your life because if I continue to give you what you want or you think you want, you're going to end up dead, divorced, and alone at best. That's my real story. Now, when it happened, did I feel punished? Yeah. Did I lose my faith for minutes and moments? Absolutely. But here I am 18 years later with no doubts in my mind that I can ask for everything without feeling guilty and resentful for asking for it because that's how much faith I have. I've always had faith to give. Anyone here like to give? You feel good when you give? Is it one of the best feelings in the world when you're capable of helping somebody else? Is it one of the best feelings in the world? Absolutely, right? When Aubrey said, hey, I need a little bit of help, just a little bit of help. Can you help me out? I really think that if I go to this firewalk and your dinner in Nashville, it's going to change my life. Wow, that's a big significant thing to do. Could you help me a little bit so I could change my life? Wow, that sounds like a great thing to do. I'm capable of helping. And when I did it and I raised my hand and said, I'm more than happy to help anybody else, I felt great. And when everyone else raised their hand by witnessing that, I felt even better. So why is it if we all feel so good and you resonate, you're all shaking your heads like a jury when I was a lawyer. Oh yeah, sting it, Mr. Meltzer. Guilty, guilty, guilty. No. Why is it, though, that we all feel bad for making people feel that good? Why do we feel so bad for making people feel good? Don't you want to give people an opportunity to show your faith and make them feel good? And we should feel good about asking. And so what I want you to think about is all those poor people that tell you they have faith, but they're not walking the walk because they're just giving and they're not receiving. And I promise you, I'm not great at math. I'm pretty good at it. If you give more than you receive, you're going to end up at zero. I'm going to repeat that. If you're giving more than you're receiving, you're going to end up at zero. And I don't know any God that wants you to have zero.
Doesn't the Bible say it's better to give than receive?
The Bible says it is absolutely better to give than receive. But the Bible also says one thing that people miss. And so do all the theoretical, spiritual, and philosophical texts. The Bible says the more you give, the more you're given. The more you give, the more you're given. And if the Bible tells me it's better to give than to receive, then I better give people the opportunity to give to me. I'm actually following God's word. I'm giving you an opportunity to give. God said it's better to give than receive. I have just given you a gift. I'm giving by giving you the gift of giving. Because if you give more, and you elevate your awareness instead of feeling punished all the time and not look for evidence that's aligned with and that's exactly what you think you want, but allowing yourself for faith to say, I'm going to give more and I'm giving more from all that I'm given. So I'm giving more, I'm giving more, and of course I'm going to receive it to keep the infinite flow in the go. And then I'm going to ask for more than more so I can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. You see where I'm going to end up when I'm 80 years old? With more than enough of everything for everyone, just like my God. So when anyone says, Mr. Meltzer, can you help me? Absolutely. I'm capable of helping you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to give, which in the Bible says giving is better than receiving. But I can only do that if I receive myself. And I ask for more with faith that there's more than enough. This is what I'm truly in the mission trying to communicate to people, that we have the wrong ideas because we take the words and we don't really put them into the context of what it means because we don't think through it. We just assume the more you give, the more you receive. Absolutely true. But there's a process involved. It's just not automatic. Bob Proctor, who most of us love here or had some impact on your life, he made it very clear to me, Dave, your problem is giving is a negotiation and a trade in your life because you've been trained to negotiate and trade. You give more to receive. It's not a trade or a negotiation. It's an abundant, infinite loop of giving, and it's a oneness. Don't separate yourself. Be in the flow, the infinite flow of giving. So please, if you're going to have a takeaway today, that's the one I want you to have. There's been some brilliant ones, but I promise you, if you really practice the infinite flow of giving and you tell yourself when you're afraid to give or you're afraid to see what's given or you're afraid to receive or you're afraid to ask for more, you tell yourself, hold on, that doesn't make any sense because I know I'm protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by a more than enough God for everyone. Why wouldn't I? So tonight, as an illustration of that, I'm the chairman of the Unstoppable Foundation. You see the Unstoppable book with Jack Canfield, Cynthia Kersey, and I that we've written. It's a workbook. I have Connected to Goodness. I am raising money for a charity that's very important to my family. If anyone's ever been to Africa, I know some of us have. You know, I have three daughters that mean the world to me. And when I went and saw girls 13 years old that were married off to men my age because the rest of the family was going to die unless they traded the cow for the dowry for a 13-year-old girl who couldn't go to school because they had to walk 6 miles to get the water. These are real things. I said to myself, this is the way we're going to change the world, and it doesn't take much money to do it. And so 200 cities a year or more, I'm out here asking for your support. I just want 100% participation. What does that mean? That means that Janet's going to come by and she's going to ask for your donation. If you don't have money, I've been there twice in my life. Not a problem. Me and my wife, she's going to give us the list of the people. We're going to make a donation in your name so you're part of that infinite loop. Give me an opportunity to give as well. And my wife and I would love, but I want 100% participation. I want to see that people have faith in what we're doing here to change the world. And it does not matter. I just want your participation. So I want to thank you all for today. I want to thank you for tonight. I want to thank you for being part of my community. I hope you join our private networking group. We got amazing things going on. We guarantee quantitative value in what we do. So please join us in every respect. God bless all of you. Thank you, everyone.